We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is Mac Brown Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside top of the hill restaurant downtown Chapel Hill. Man, we are jam-packed in here again tonight. Thank you so much for being here on the September 30th edition of Mac Brown Live. We're going to be talking with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels for the next hour, and we'd love for you to be a part of that conversation. 866-TAR-HEEL is the phone number. 866-827-4335. Casey's back in at the studio. He will take your call, get your question, send it to us here at the restaurant. We have a bunch of questions built up. We're going to get to some of those. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can put a question right there in the comments. Wave hello. Glad you're here, too. And, of course, you can send us a tweet as well. Write to me, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end of my name. And we'll get those during the show. So a lot of different ways that you can be a part of the program tonight. Coach, great to be with you. And, man, Carolina pushed Clemson as much as any team has done in quite literally seasons. On Saturday, fell 21-20 to the Tigers in Keenan. And, Coach, I know in the end it is about wins and losses, but, man, Saturday felt like a day and a game that your program could build on.
Yes. I think the biggest thing is that the atmosphere in Keenan Stadium has been unbelievable. It's been as good as anybody, anywhere. And so for our team and our staff, I appreciate so much our fan support. It's just been, I think it's a lot better than when I was here before. I don't know, Sally, I don't remember this. The crowd made a huge difference Saturday. They had six false starts, and that's a team that's played in two or three national championships here lately, so it's not like they get intimidated easy.
Right.
So I don't want to hear anything about our crowds and that anymore. That's there. Our student section has been as good as any in the country. And the students are coming. They're there. Our fans and students are making a difference. And it was hot Saturday. Now it was really hot. So, and I think the turf's been great for us. We haven't been tired. We haven't gotten cramps. The other teams have.
Yeah.
And I think as soon as we get faster, that's going to help us too. So I think those two things are a factor. As far as the kids, they couldn't have played any harder. I think they played as hard as they could against South Carolina. They didn't play good all the time. Played as hard as they could against Miami. They didn't play good all the time. They played hard, but without emotion against Wake and App, and it showed. We're not good enough to win, and I'm worried about that this week, for instance. But then you go back and look at Saturday.
We played a full game. We played our best game, and we still made some mistakes that would have given us a chance to win. But to take that team down to one play and have a chance to win the game is a real credit to our coaches and to our players. I mean, they played their tails off in that game, and those kids fought hard and played great defense. I was looking at some stats Jeremy Sharp gave us coming over here. I think since 2017, it was the least production that Clemson's had on offense. And we started three freshmen on defense, so that bodes really well for the future. We also had 119 recruits here, and that's a lot. That's a lot. When you can sign 25, that's a lot. So we had sophomores. We had juniors. And we told them before the game that Clemson's better than we are. So I don't know what's going to happen today, but we need to be Clemson in 2 years, so you need to come. And then we become Clemson, and then they saw the game and said, hey, coach, there's not that much difference. So it was a wonderful day for recruiting. So now our question is, and this is where it gets tough this week, after two great wins, we didn't respond well at Wake Forest, and we didn't respond well at Appalachian. So then we test ourselves, and I basically told them, you want respect, play Clemson. Beat Clemson on national TV, on ABC, you'll get your respect. But that's what it is. If you don't play good, if you lay down, you're going to be a team that laid down and quit, and you're soft. And that's what people think you are. And then I told them yesterday, and if you don't come back now and play to this standard, then what you are is a team that gets up for these hyped games, and you don't the others, and that's why you get beat. And then I find out that we've won in Atlanta one time since 1998. One time. And that was 2015, and we were down 21-0, and Marquise came in and had a comeback, and we went 38-31. We have not won another time in Atlanta since 1997 when we won 28-20. So our guys have to understand it hadn't been easy down there. So you can't walk around. I saw one of them a few minutes ago in the hallway coming over here. It's the reason I was close to being late. And I said, you watch as much film today as you did last week on Clemson. He said, no, sir. I said, so you hadn't watched Georgia Tech film yet. When did you watch Clemson? He said, on Sunday. I said, that's our problem. That's our problem. You're sitting around, walking around, feeling good about the effort you gave at Clemson, and you hadn't even started work on Georgia Tech. And that's what we got to get over. We can't be a roller coaster team. We're not good enough. We have to get a culture, a process where we prepare and we play each week. And this is a huge week to see if we're going to do that.
Coach, in the game on Saturday, you stayed aggressive offensively to the very end, went for a couple of fourth downs late, went for the two-point conversion. You said those were your choices, and you would not do it any differently now, even knowing the result.
No, I quit committee stuff on the sideline. I don't like that anyway. So anybody that's mad at anybody, come to me, because I'm making the decisions that we're running. But we had a 5% chance with all the analytics to win the game going into the game. 5% chance. They're about a 30-point pick going into the game. The last time an unranked team beat a number one was 08 when Oregon State upset USC on the road. So it doesn't happen very often. We have never beaten the number one at the University of North Carolina. So when you get to the end and you've played your heart out and you got five starters out on defense and three freshmen still out there, and they've got the best quarterback in the country and maybe the best offense in the country, how long can you let it go before the dam breaks? Mm-hmm. So I look over at our defense, and it looked like they'd all been beaten up. And we got trainers everywhere, and we got Gatorade everywhere, and they're taping one up. He can't go back in, coach. The strength coach comes and tells me he's out, and he said, coach, he's out. And I hate that for him and me, so that's why I don't even speak to them when they come up. But coach, you've lost four more. They're out. So then you look over at your offense. You got momentum, and we tried to kill the clock, but there was a minute and 16 seconds left. They lost a timeout, which saved them some time. So they got a minute and 16 seconds left in a timeout. They still may go down and kick a field goal, but they'd miss the field goal. So I felt like we couldn't put our defense back out on the field and trying to stop them, which there wasn't a guarantee we could, and then go to overtime because they're three deep with great players. They're the best team. We had the best team most of the time we were at Texas, and we always felt like the longer the game goes, the best team wins. So I felt like there's a 40% chance you make a two-point play. So not being very smart, I said there was a 5% chance to win the game and a 40% chance to win the game on one play. I'm going with a 40% chance because that's our best chance to win a game. And that's what I thought.
Coach, you mentioned your defense. Clemson came into this game averaging 525 yards, more than 26 first downs per game, and 42 points. On Saturday, they finished with just over 300 yards, 14 first downs, 21 points. How did you guys slow them down as much as anybody has been able to do in several years?
I thought Jay Bateman did a great job of being aggressive. So we weren't as aggressive against Appalachian or Wake because we had a bunch of injuries, and we felt like he was nervous about freshmen not knowing where to line up, and it's hard to disguise. I said, forget it. Just we've got to be us. So I don't care about them. They got these 6'8 receivers that run 4.4, and they looked real fast with our little guys jumping up at their waist. But, you know, our little guys fought them, and it was okay. But we put a lot of pressure on Lawrence. We couldn't tackle him. He's 6'6", he's 230, and he runs 4.4. And he's never lost a game in his life, and we darn sure got close to upsetting his little apple cart. But we didn't do it. But we disguised a lot. We brought safety blitzes. We brought corner blitzes. We brought them from everywhere, and I thought we did a good job of confusing him some.
And as Coach mentioned earlier, that is with three true freshmen starting on that defensive side as well for the Tar Heels in the game this past week. We're going to take a timeout, come back, talk a little bit more about Clemson. We're going to look ahead to Georgia Tech later in the show. Plus, we're going to get to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. It is Mac Brown Live. Well, before we go to break, let me tell you, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Put us a question in the comments of our Facebook Live stream. We're coming to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium. Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved. For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and the latest edition of Mac Brown Live. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight, about 45 more minutes or so left on the show. My name's Jones Angel. Of course, you're here to hear from the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels, Mac Brown. Some more questions for Coach after we give you a quick update. Tar Heels in the NFL. A couple of Tar Heels in action tonight. Monday night is Pittsburgh hosting Cincinnati. That means Gio Bernard out there for the Bengals. Ryan Switzer out for the Steelers. Two fan favorites from the Tar Heels the last couple years. Eric Ebron yesterday, 48 yards and a touchdown for the Colts against the Raiders. Robert Quinn back with the Cowboys, two sacks, a pass broken up for Dallas in their game against New Orleans. MJ Stewart, leading tackler for the Buccaneers, had nine tackles, broke up a pass as well, and had bad news, but it turned out not to be terrible news about Mitch Trubisky, of course, quarterback, former quarterback of the Heels and now with the Bears. He dislocated his left shoulder, slight labrum tear, but the good news is he should be back, in the words of the Bears, sooner rather than later. Unlikely he will play this upcoming week, though, against the Raiders in London. A couple of the Tar Heels doing good things in the NFL. Let's get to our Champions of the Gridiron feature, where we highlight MVPs from the previous week, brought to you by our friends at UNC Healthcare, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Coach, I wanted to mention some guys on both sides of the ball. Defensively, boy, your two linebackers, Jeremiah Gimmel and Chaz Surratt, those two guys in the game against Clemson combined for 13 tackles, two for loss, a sack, broke up three passes, had a forced fumble, had four more quarterback hurries. They were all over the place during this game.
Yeah, our linebackers have been criticized heavily over the last couple of years. And I think the biggest thing is that those two plus Dominic Ross, because we played him in the game as an outside linebacker and an extra rush guy, they played as well as I've seen us play since we've been here. So Surratt played unbelievable. The couple of plays by Gilmore where he went all the way across the field and batted a pass down, and Dominic tackled a couple of guys in space. Yeah. So really, really proud of the linebackers, and they got to keep it up. That's one of the reasons we played much better on defense. Another one was we actually had Strobridge back, and he was probably 75 to 80%, but we're a lot better with him in there.
Coach, I wanted to mention one guy offensively as well. Charlie Heck, of course, had missed the Appalachian State game due to injury, had that hand wrapped up, went out there, and boy, made such a difference along that offensive line.
Yeah, let's think about Charlie Heck now. Here's a guy that's a pro prospect. His dad's the offensive line coach with the Kansas City Chiefs. He breaks his hand on the third play at Wake Forest. He plays the entire game with a broken hand. He's crying some during the game. We're trying to get him to come out. He will not come out. He could not play the rest of the year easily and be drafted. That'd be the easy thing to do. He couldn't play last week because they said the pain threshold is such you can't play for 10 days. He didn't get to practice last week before Clemson, but he wanted to play. And we were so much better in the offensive line against Clemson than we were Wake Forest or, in fact, all year, but especially Appalachian, because of his presence. He could be there. He could help them. We huddled some because we're really thin in the offensive line. We wanted to hide our signals from Clemson, but we also wanted to huddle up so we could take a break and let our defense stay on the side. So our offensive line played the best game they've played since we've been here against the best defense that we've seen. And at the same time, Charlie Heck played great.
Coach, you mentioned the number of recruits in attendance, more than 100 on Saturday. How do you manage a weekend like that with so many guys here, and how do you do your best to interact with the prospects while also, of course, managing things with your current team and what's happening during the day?
Well, they expect me to meet 119, know their mother, their grandfather, their grandmother, where they go to church, what they want to study, and so it gets a little confusing when they come up. I said, even would you put their name tag on both sides? Because every name tag I see on Saturdays turned backwards, every one of them. So I see a blank name tag. No, Billy High, our recruiting coordinator, and we just hired Dr. Kyra Kendrick, who is our on-campus recruiting coordinator. They've got a group of young people and students that they organize, and they do an unbelievable job. Sally and I messed up in the building. We only put two elevators in there. So it's hard to get everybody moving around and get them on the fifth floor and get them down and in a timely fashion because we want them in the dressing room, win or lose, after the game so the parents can see how we handled the locker room and what we say to their kids afterwards. Then Sally and I meet with kids for an hour and a half before the game, and we meet probably for an hour and a half after the game. in my office just to make sure that we know them and they know us, because you want to make sure you know the family before you start offering a kid a $100,000 scholarship. So, but it's so important. It's no different than if you're dating or if you're buying a car. That first impression is so important. And if we let a family get on our campus and they don't have a great feel, we probably won't get them back. Because with the ones we're recruiting are being recruited by everybody in on the East Coast. So we have to make sure that we do a great job with first impressions, and we have to evaluate them. We tell them, as you're evaluating us, we're evaluating you. Because if we don't want you here, if you don't fit, then it'd be wrong for us to bring you here.
Coach, is that number you mentioned, I think you said 119, is that an unusually high number, or is that an average type of number?
Yes, you'd like to have about 80. We had 80 for Miami, and you think about that's the commitments that we've got, and most of them can drive because they're within 5-6 hours. They play a Friday night game. They want to come and see Clemson play us. They want to come and see Miami play us. So our home game experience is an unbelievable advantage. When we have the sellouts like we've had the first three games, every kid that comes in here that was told by our opponents that nobody comes and their atmosphere is awful, they better shut up. Because they're taking pictures now. They used to take pictures of empty stadium and say, you don't want to go there, this is what it's going to be. Well, now we're taking pictures. So we can send those pictures to recruits because ours is full. So that makes it a lot better. But you'd like to have about 80. And, I mean, we're recruiting guys from the class of 22. We're recruiting guys from 21s. It's crazy what's happened in recruiting.
We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to start getting to your questions for Coach Brown. We have a bunch of them already, but we can always take more. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Reach out via Twitter, write to me, at Jones Angel, or you can send a question in the comments of the Facebook live stream. We'll get to your questions for Coach when we come back to Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and the Monday, September 30th edition of Mac Brown Live from Learfield. I'm G College.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
Save more this fall with great clearance deals on a new Honda at your Honda dealer of the Carolinas. Save on new Accords, Civics, CRVs, HRVs, and more. Remember, Honda gives you more. More features like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. More safety with Honda Sensing Driver Assist technology. And best of all, more clearance savings on hundreds of new Hondas. Hurry into your Honda dealer of the Carolinas and test drive your new Honda today.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
Thank you, sir.
Back in Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, latest edition of Mac Brown Live. Man, we're glad you're here with us. We are slam-packed at Top of the Hill tonight. Maybe you're listening on your local Tar Heel Sports Network affiliate. Maybe you're listening on GoHeels.com, the GoHeels app, TuneIn app. Maybe you're watching on Facebook Live, no matter how you're doing it. We're glad you are. Couple of reminders. Carolina's not going to be home for a while. Tar Heels on the road this week in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Next week is the open date for the Tar Heels. And radio show-wise, by the way, no show next week. So we will be off next week with the show as well. We're back in 2 weeks. The week after that, Carolina's at Virginia Tech, then back against Duke. That game is sold out, don't forget. But there are some tickets remaining for Virginia and Mercer. You can go to GoHeels.com. Check it out right there. You can click the ticket icon at the top of the screen. Easy to do. Get yourself some tickets for the remaining games. That Virginia one in particular could be a huge one in the Coastal Division. Coach, want to get at some questions from some fans, but want to ask you one more thing about the two-point play. Whenever you get down to that moment and you make that decision, if it doesn't work, you're going to get second-guessed some. I would wonder at this point in your career if that bothers you at all or your opinion on when you hear things like that.
No, I was brought back to win. And if our kids are being aggressive, our fans are being aggressive, the safe thing to do would be let's kick the extra point and put it on the kids. I thought our best chance to win was go for it, so I didn't care what anybody thought. And very honestly, I had more information than anybody else did. So I saw our team. So I had a couple of friends in the media business say, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I said, yeah, because you got no clue what you're talking about. So that's what I told them. So.
Coach, let's get to some questions. David sent this one in. Actually, I've had a couple people mention this today. Referencing during your first tenure in Chapel Hill, game against Georgia Tech in, I think, 1990, when you guys ended up tying Georgia Tech that day. It was the only blemish on Georgia Tech's record that particular year. They ended up tying for or sharing the national championship that season. David and some others have wondered if that's a fair comparison to this game for your team this year, that maybe you didn't get the ultimate result you wanted, but it was a clear step forward.
I think so. The Rick Steinbachers and Corey and Clint, they played on that team that tied Georgia Tech. And let me say, Georgia Tech tied us. they kicked the field goal to tie us late in the game. We didn't tie Georgia Tech. And then there was another time at Georgia Tech where we tore down the goalpost and carried them to Franklin Street. And I told the guys Saturday night, one of the things that I was disappointed in, that was a Franklin Street moment.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Clemson and can't tear down the goalpost anymore, but they'd have carried somebody to Franklin Street, and it would have been okay with whatever. But I do think that was a moving forward moment at that time. I think Saturday was. But like I said now, we sat here on Sunday and said Wake Forest is pretty good. Now they're undefeated. We sat there and said Appalachian's used to winning, and they didn't hear us. So they better hear us that they got to play this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Coach, yeah,
And I'm going to raise Cain with them when I leave here. I hope they're listening. But if not, I'm sending them a group text and said, if you haven't watched as much Georgia Tech video as you did Clemson, you're already behind.
That'll be an all caps text
yes.
Coach Brown to the team. Coach, Rusty in Indian Trail called in and was curious. He mentioned Anson Dorrance Field being dedicated this past Sunday for the legendary head coach of Carolina's women's soccer program. Awesome accomplishment
for Coach Dorrance. We've had a similar question before, but Rusty was just interested in your thoughts on being part of a coaching fraternity here at Carolina that has so many Hall of Fame level coaches, yourself, Coach Williams, Coach Dorrance, Coach Shelton, and others.
There's better coaches here than anywhere in the country as a group, and it's obvious. Bubba's done a great job with all sports. We've been so good in all of our sports for so many years. I told Anson, I don't want to be around him. It's embarrassing. It just get away. Get away. Unless you're going to rub some of that off. And I actually went to his party last night. I left video. I went over and hugged his neck because that's really cool that the field was named after him. And he's so very deserving. But who in the country has, I think, 10 national championship
Correct.
Coaches and a whole bunch of Hall of Famers? Yep. And you know what? It's not even cool around here. You're just one of the guys. So that's part of the deal.
Coach, a question from Terrell sent this one in. Terrell said, seems like penalties have gone way down since the South Carolina game. How has that been improved? Before you answer, Coach, I'll give you the stats on it. Carolina in the South Carolina game had 10 penalties for 90 yards in the four games since. Carolina's only been flagged 16 total times. The Tar Heels are now fourth fewest penalty yards per game in the ACC, 13th fewest in the nation.
Well, to us, penalties are like turnovers. We've got to get more turnovers. That's one thing our defense isn't doing. We stripped the ball from ETN Saturday. It led to points, but we're not getting many turnovers. So we've got to do a better job in that area. And I think we're trying to tackle so much that we haven't had time to strip. Secondly, we don't have many advantages right now over the other teams. Penalty yards are one. So we look very closely at that every day. And if you have a penalty, we call you out in front of the team. We announce it. We have ACC officials at practice. And then on Sunday, we go over turnovers and penalties as a key to what we do. Another thing, and when Sally and I first got married, she'd never seen a football game. If she had, she probably wouldn't have married me. But she's hung in there for a long time. She said, how do you watch a football game? And I said, watch it early. If we're running the ball better than they are, we're probably going to win the game. And that, to me, we jumped out. And the first time Michael Carter got the ball on Saturday, ran right at Clemson and made 8 yards. First time Wake Forest got it, they ran right at us and made 8 yards. So it usually you can tell early who gets the first punch, and that's really important. And we've got to take that fight, but then we've got to win rushing yards, which we outrushed Clemson, yep. which was really, really good. And then you've got to take turnovers. We had better turnovers than Clemson. We had two. They had one when you count fourth down stops. And then you've got to win the penalties. And then you got to win the field position, and we're getting better. The young punter is going to be really good. He punted 163 yards. It cost us 23 yards on Saturday, but that's kind of the way it went there late. But penalties are better, for sure.
Coach Dominic sent this question in, and he was one of a couple people, actually, that did. Curious about your midfield greeting with Coach Sweeney after the game. I think TV cameras must have caught this pretty closely, and a couple people commented that it was a longer than normal conversation between the two, and Dominic and others wondered if you could share anything that was shared between the two of you.
Yeah, Dabo was great. He said, you guys outcoached us, you outplayed us. This is a case where the team that played the best didn't win the game, which was really classy on his part. And I responded, yeah, but you all find a way to win. And that's what you've done for 20 straight times. And that's what we've got to do. We got to find a way to finish. We don't want to be playing good. We don't want to be in games. We want to finish games. And here we are for 5 weeks. And with the last drive of the game, we've had the ball with a chance to win in all five, and we've won two. So we've got to start winning those games instead of coming close.
17 total points now have decided Carolina's five games so far this season. A crazily close number there in five games. Coach, last one before we take a break. Aubrey sent this one in. Aubrey mentioning that announced today Jace Reuter would be out, your backup quarterback. Of course, Jace was not available this past Saturday, will be out for a couple of weeks with an injury. Aubrey wanted to know what you could tell us about the new backup quarterback, Vincent Amendola.
Vincent is a walk-on from Raleigh, and he's never played in a game. And if Sam had come out on Saturday, Vincent would have gone in against Clemson. We hope that we can get through this week again, and he won't have to play as much. And then by open date, hopefully we can get him more ready to play. Jace is out for a while. Cade transfers, so all of a sudden you go from three young quarterbacks that are all good to one. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are. We've got Surratt is using, he's working on some short yardage and goal line stuff at quarterback again, which he loved last week. He thought that was great. So we may be playing them both ways now. We're so thin, we just got to do that. We got to figure out ways to win. We can't use injuries as an excuse. We can't use youth as an excuse, because when you get excuses, it gives your team and your coaches an opportunity to lose, and it's okay. So we can't touch that stuff. We just got to keep moving forward.
Coach, I would think managing your roster at the quarterback spot may be as difficult right now as it has ever been, because you try to build depth, but with the transfer portal, guys are eager to play, and it's easier to go somewhere else. I would think that'd be difficult to manage that spot.
Well, it is, unless you get an older quarterback and a young one. When you have two young ones, one of them's going to leave. That's just the way it is, because they want to play, and the NCAA gave them an outlet now to leave so easily that this transfer portal is unbelievable. I think people saw Houston's quarterback the other day, who's a great player, just broke Tebow's records. He walks in after the fourth game, said, "I'm not playing anymore. I'm going to wait and transfer. I may not transfer, but at least I'm not going to play anymore this year." And the rule was put in so you could play freshmen in four games and give them an opportunity to experience playing and not lose their redshirt year. It wasn't put in for people to play four games and pull out and redshirt and transfer, or redshirt at home and transfer. That's not what the rule was for, but kids are using it that way, and it's working for them.
Carolina in a little bit of a jam there at the quarterback spot. As Coach said, Vincent Amendola walk on from Raleigh. Now Carolina's back up, and hopefully Sam Howell continues to do well. Had another nice game on Saturday. We're going to take a break. Come back. More to do. Get your questions in. We have a bunch, but can take some more. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel, or fire a question off in the comments of our Facebook Live stream. About halfway through, a little over halfway through, our Monday, September 30th edition of Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio, or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
It's Monday during the football season. That means we're here at Top of the Hill Restaurant for the latest edition of Mac Brown Live. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Couple of quick updates from around Carolina Athletics. Mentioned Coach Dorrance and women's soccer. They had a terrific week, 2-0. They're now 10-1 on the season. This past week beat NC State on Thursday night, 1-0. And then on Sunday, top Notre Dame, 3-0. That was the day that they officially dedicated Dorrance Field. Next game for Coach Dorrance and his squad is Saturday, 5 o'clock here in Chapel Hill against Clemson. Men's soccer, 4-2-2 on the year. They're in action tomorrow night at home, hosting UNCW. That is also available on the ACC Network. That's a 7 o'clock start. They will be in conference action Friday night on the road against Pitt. And field hockey, number one in the country. Ladies are 9-0 on the season. A couple of shutouts this past weekend for them. A 5-0 win at number 5 Virginia on Friday. Then a 9-0 win at James Madison on Sunday. Next game for them, it's Duke in Chapel Hill Friday at 4:30. Let's get to some more questions for Coach. Jeff sent this email in, Coach. And we mentioned Tar Heels, of course, play this Saturday against Georgia Tech. The next Saturday is an open week for your team. Jeff wanted to know, how you treat open weeks? Do you have specific goals with your team when you have them? And also as a follow-up, just because the way the schedule broke this year and the calendar broke, everybody has 2 open weeks this season, whether or not you like having the 2 breaks during the year.
Well, first, we've never lost an open date.
Yeah, those are great. That's a good undefeated record.
We've had some tight ones, but we've never lost one, so that's good. The thing you need to do on open date is get your young guys a lot of work, get your older guys rested some. It just gives us 10 days to prepare for Virginia Tech, and Bud Foster does a lot of different things on defense. So with as many young linemen as we have on offense, that'll really be good for us. But more than anything else, we need a break.
Yeah.
We need a break. We've got some tired young people, and we got to survive one more weekend and then take a break. So we'll work hard, but we'll do a lot of conditioning and stretching and let guys rest at the same time.
Coach Cole sent this question in via Twitter. Wanted to know what goes into the decision on the rotation of your running backs and which one is in the game or who is in the game at a certain time.
We put Michael Carter and Javonte Williams in, and the guy that's hot stays in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we feel like that it's time for a short yardage goal line type play, we put Antonio Williams in. He's had a little bit of a pulled hamstring, so he hadn't been able to play as much. And he's our best special teams player, and he's a great leader on our team. He's made some key runs for us already, but that's the way we get it. Those two backs just play, and if one of them gets hot, we leave him in until he gets tired.
Both those guys were effective this past Saturday. Michael nearly 100 yards, and Javonte played
well. Yeah, they were very effective. And let me say that I have an 8-year-old grandson. I FaceTimed him last night, and he said, he said, you can't beat Clemson, Pops, last week. And I said, well, we don't know. We'll see, son. And he says, no, Pops, they're better than you, so you got problems. And he's probably right. So I FaceTimed him last night, and I said, hey, big boy, we nearly beat Clemson. He said, yeah, if you'd had a better play call on that 2-point play, you might have done it as an 8-year-old. So, and his dad said, I am so sorry. And I said, you're not. He heard you say it, or he wouldn't have said it. And let me say, there's about four things you can do on a 2-point play. You can throw a fade, and their corners are really good and tall, so that's out. You can move your quarterback with some time of misdirection. They're great at defensive end. We worried about them getting upfield. And if they get upfield and you're trying to move your quarterback with misdirection, it's a sack, and you have no chance. You can run what defenses call a pick play. Offense calls it a rub play. It's the one that Clemson won the national championship on with their little receiver a couple of years ago. We knew that was their favorite play. Or you can go with a triple option, and you got a chance to hand it to Javonte Williams, who's maybe one of our best players. He and Michael Carter may be our two best players. You can have your quarterback keep it, or you can pitch it to Daz Newsome, who's really a fast guy. So your play caller gets all the criticism, but you have to execute the play. And very honestly, it wasn't the play call. We got to execute it better. And that's something that we got to do. Every play should work if you execute it right. And we just felt like that was the best one at the time, and they executed better than we did.
Coach, we have received this question a bunch
And it's about the game day attire for the coaches. You guys have been in all Navy, I think every single game so far this year, and we had a bunch of questions about why that was the choice and if you have been hot in the all Navy blue down on the sideline.
That's a good question. I think it's our daughter-in-law said, boy, you all look great in that Navy. So I said, okay, that's what we're going to wear. And we won the first two games. I damn sure wasn't changing it after that. So, and do you get hot? I don't remember. So it's, you don't think about being hot during the ball game. So, we may have to change it, but so far, what the heck?
James, there's
a lot of things on my plate. What we were on the sidelines and hadn't gotten to me yet, really.
That one's not bothering you too much.
No.
One more, Coach, before we take a break. Eddie sent this one in via Twitter. Wanted to know about the conditioning in the fourth quarter. He said, yet again, he felt like you guys were just as fresh as Clemson, if not fresher, in that fourth quarter. And what has allowed you to be in such good condition at the end of these games?
I think our nutritionist has done a tremendous job. She's a superstar with our guys, and they all love her. Our new strength coach is in on all the newest innovations. And our trainer, we had a few hamstring pulls early, but we've got a GPS system. There's so many things now to keep kids safer. The practice area that we have enables us to stay out in the heat for an hour and come inside for an hour. I think it's the best practice facility in the country. What we learned at the other place I coached is that if you stay out all the time, they're worn out. We think they're tough, and we think they can handle the heat. No, what you've done is you've dehydrated them. They're worn out. So you have to have a lot of guts to bring them in into the cooler weather after an hour. And what we found is that you're acclimatized if you stay out for about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. Any more than that starts dehydrating you. So we felt like that in looking that our summer conditioning, our GPS system, which checks their hydration basically and their heart rate, and we can pull them out before they get hurt in practice, and our practice area, that our preseason conditioning and our conditioning of our team right now is excellent. And the other thing that God's a Tar Heel. He puts us in the shade in the fourth quarter, and that sun hits that other team right in the face, and I love it.
That final drive for the Tar Heels on Saturday was more than 8 minutes long, so got to be in pretty good condition to be out there for 8 minutes.
Well, and we were trying to kill the clock and score against the best defense in the country, so and that's why we had to make some fourth downs to stay on the field, and we didn't want to score too fast, but we had to score. So it was really, if you noticed, we huddled up some Saturday. We haven't done that since we've been here. We felt like Clemson's the best at getting signals, so we were very careful with that. We also felt like, as I said earlier in the show, it let us rest some, and it kept our defense off the field. So I think we had 61 plays, and they had 60. Mm-hmm. So it was a quicker game than normal, and that was by design for us.
Shortest game of the year as well as far as time-wise, just a little bit more than 3 hours this past Saturday in at Keenan Stadium. We're going to take a timeout, come back, more to do with Coach after this. About 15 minutes left on the show on Monday, September 30th. Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham. Or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
No purchase for competitive new vehicle at the lower price. Or refund you 110% difference. Not valid if you need it. Until this price changes or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Mack Brown live, about 12 minutes left here on the show on a Monday, September the 30th. Appreciate you being here tonight. And, okay, I don't think I was, apparently I wasn't real clear about it. We do not have a show next week. So if you come to Top of the Hill, we always encourage you to come to Top of the Hill. But we won't be here next Monday. We will be back in 2 Mondays from now. So no show next Monday. We're back 2 weeks from now with the next edition of the show. The Tar Heels do play this weekend in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, but we will not have a show next Monday. Quick reminder about the Carolina Insider podcast. Coach Brown's been on with us a bunch. Adam Lucas and I host that show. We are going to have the chancellor here at UNC, Kevin Guskowitz. He's going to be our guest tomorrow on the show. We'll talk a bunch about the Clemson game as well, and hope you can subscribe to that right there on your podcast button on your phone. It'll come right to you every Tuesday and every Friday. Coach Lewis, who's here with us in the restaurant, came up, dropped this note off. He just wanted to mention how cool a moment he thought it was going into the fourth quarter, all the players going over in front of the students, kind of rallying together, everybody celebrating, getting fired up, not celebrating because there's still 15 minutes to go, but getting just inspired and fired up. And he said what a great moment he felt like in Keenan Stadium.
Yes, it's something that happened last year, I think, at the Virginia Tech game. The guys just kind of gravitated to the students, and they all felt a bond together, and our new coaches said, "What are they doing?" And Longo saying, "Where's Sam, man? We got it." I said, "He's down there somewhere. We'll be fine. But we're going to play Hell's Bells sooner so we can get it done immediately, and then the players can go play with the students, and then they can come back and we can meet with them before we start the fourth quarter." So that's been a little bit of a mess up that we're working on now. So that's going to work. But I want our kids to have fun. I want the students to have fun. I want the fans to have fun. We want the experience on Saturday to be so good it doesn't even matter who we're playing, that you come because of the experience and you want to pull for your team. And that's what we're headed towards.
Coach, I want to talk about Georgia Tech in a second. We do have one more break. I want to get in one more question before we get to that segment about the Jackets. This question came from Joe, an email he sent in asking about the change to turf in the stadium. Obviously, it's been that way for a while now, but just why that was your decision and how you think it has worked so far.
Well, it wasn't just my decision. Bubba had been thinking about it for a couple of years, and we have a lot of rain here. The water is always a shortage as we're moving forward. I think in 10 years we'll have no grass fields. I think they'll all be turf. This is synthetic turf. It's as safe as grass. There's an inch and a half soft pad on it. If you haven't been on it, you should. You're not going to have the same concussions you used to have with the old turf. It's just different. And it looks gorgeous every minute of every day. We have recruits on campus every day. We're having to ask Bubba to paint the field every day when it's grass, and he's looking at me like you're nuts, and it costs a bunch of money, and this way it doesn't. And if it's as safe as the other, we're going to have a faster team than most of the people we play. We're going to be in better shape than most of the people we play. When we get more depth, we're going to bring teams in that are going to wilt. I just think it's a huge upside for us.
Certainly does. It looks absolutely gorgeous on game day and every day there in Keenan Stadium with the change to turf there in Keenan. We're going to take.
And let me say, Dabo Swinney said, "This is gorgeous," because he hadn't been here in a while. And he also said, "What an atmosphere. This is unbelievable. I've never seen this like this." So it's the same thing Bobby Bowden told me in 1997 when he came in. So we're doing it right. We just need to keep doing it. We got to start winning.
First time Clemson have been in Chapel Hill since 2010. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll look at Carolina's next opponent. That's Georgia Tech when we return to wrap things up. From Top of the Hill Restaurant, it is Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Mark Packer, Chris Patola, Roddy Jones, and me, Wes Durham, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/ACCSXM.
All right, we have about 2.5 minutes left on the show. Carolina heading down to Atlanta to face Georgia Tech this upcoming Saturday. Unique game time. It's a 4 o'clock kick for Carolina and Georgia Tech. We'll be on the air radio-wise 3 p.m. for this one. Coach, Georgia Tech in a bit of a transition like the Tar Heels are. Jeff Collins in his first year. He'd been the head coach at Temple the last several seasons, and transitioning Tech from that purely triple option attack to a more spread out look this season.
Yeah. First, let me say I've watched as much Georgia Tech video as I did Clemson. So I'm prepared.
You're ready.
I do understand that we need to play well on Saturday. I think Jeff's done a great job because you take a wishbone philosophy on offense for as long as they've had. And I thought he was going to come in and just take his pro style offense immediately and try to run it. He didn't. He kept a lot of different parts of the option, and the quarterbacks there are more option-oriented quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And now he's playing three quarterbacks. He's playing a lot of people. They've done some good things on defense. They beat South Florida 14-10 3 weeks ago. They come back and didn't play well against Citadel, who's moving the ball well. I saw they scored 60-something points this week. They beat him on a last-second field goal, and then he goes to Temple, and that's a trap because he just left there. So every player's mad at him for leaving. I did that here, so I know that doesn't work well. It's a hard thing to do. So what they'll do is he'll show them that we've won once there since 97. He'll show them that we've been a roller coaster, and he said we're going to be down after the Clemson effort. And we'll have our hands full. I fully expect it to come down to the last drive of the game, because why wouldn't I? It's been that way every week, so we might as well plan on that this week.
Coach, 45 seconds left here on the show. Mostly ACC games moving forward, and all your goals as far as the conference is concerned still right there in front of us.
Yes, we wanted to win the opener. We did, with a great win over South Carolina. We wanted to win all the in-state games. We're two down. We didn't do what we wanted to do. It's disappointing, and I told the guys that Sunday. But we can still go to a bowl. We can still win the Coastal. We can still win the ACC. And I told them to be really good and get great response and respect nationally, go back and play Clemson again in the conference championship. That's what your goal should be. So,
Carolina and Georgia Tech, the next step this Saturday at 4. Coach, great to be with you as always. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Jones. Thank you, fans, again.
That's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, coming your way from top of the hill in the latest edition of Mac Brown Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from top of the hill, this has been Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.